Well, joining us now by phone is Carol Christensen. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth, and she joins us every Monday at this time to talk about the weather. Well, I guess wishes do come true. We got some snow this week.
You did.
But it sounds like Duluth came out way ahead of us.
We certainly did. In fact, we weren't even the most. So Wisconsin was the winner with the snowfall.
Really? Tell us about that.
Wisconsin had about anywhere from 15 to 20 inches in northern Wisconsin, and we came out almost 10 inches here in Duluth, and a little bit more up the North Shore all the way up to about Silver Bay, where amounts were about 10 to 15 inches. Grand Marais, well, you didn't fare so well there.
But it is a considerably whiter here than it was.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Right, and then we had some more fluffy white, what would I call, movie snow over the weekend, which was just beautiful.
Is that what you call that, the stuff that really sparkles?
Oh, that's what I call it.
That's perfect.
I don't know if that's meteorologically correct, but that's a good way to describe it.
Well, that's going to be my new term for that from now on. Well, what can we expect in the coming week as far as the weather?
Well, tonight we're going to have a good chance, especially up in your area, a good chance of some snow and freezing drizzle. Looks like more like freezing drizzle, so keep an eye on that. And then after that, we're going to get a pretty good warm-up with high temperatures in the 30s for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. Slight chance of snow toward the weekend that we're keeping an eye on, but otherwise, after today or tonight with the freezing drizzle, fairly dry until late the weekend, in the weekend.
Okay. And looking further out, I was looking at some weather websites yesterday, and it appeared that it's going to be quite a bit warmer, like starting in a week or so, in the 40s and near 50?
We're looking at that kind of warm-up, certainly.
Wow.
Well, it is March.
Yeah, it seems early.
The sun, and I just saw on my calendar, we have to push our clocks ahead this weekend.
Yes, thank you for reminding us.
You're welcome. Looks like, and so the sun's getting higher and stronger, and we're going to have these major fluctuations in temperatures.
Okay, well, thank you for the update, and we'll count on you to keep us posted.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Carol Christensen of the National Weather Service in Duluth. She joins us here on the calendar program every Monday at this time.